You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. With everything that's been happening this year, sometimes 2020 feels like we're living in a bad movie. And with the coronavirus, theaters are feeling it too. Regal Cinemas, the second largest movie theater chain, recently announced they were temporarily closing all 536 of their U.S. theaters this week because of the pandemic. Smaller theaters are fighting to survive, too. Derek Zemrak is a film producer and owner of the Orinda Theater. The 79-year-old venue not only screens films, but hosts intimate live concerts. Derek is trying to keep the theater afloat with fundraisers and virtual events. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with him about his love for film and the future of the film industry.
You've done everything. Maybe not quite, but almost everything. producing movies, starting a film festival, buying a movie theater. When did Cupid hit you with the movie arrow?
Actually, the first time that I decided I really wanted to make movies was when I was a kid. And I actually saw The Champ, which was a John Voight film. And I remember that movie, and it hit me so much. And I go, I want to do that someday. I want to make people cry. So that ending of that movie was so heavy. It's like, that's the kind of movies I want to make someday. So
how old were you then?
I was probably 9-10 years old.
What was it like producing your first film?
Well, my first film was very bad.
Is that the ice cream?
Yes. Okay. Did your research. When we did that, that's when Ed Wood started to take off, you know, with the Johnny Depp film, and everyone was interested in low-budget movies. And then all of a sudden, my movie got listed in the LA Times as one of the worst movies ever made. So it kind of catapulted, you know, the next one. I was made a movie, and I'd call distributors, and they'd be like, oh, you're the one who did that ice cream film? And it's like, so they heard about it in a negative way, but it kind of helped. So.
You're a businessman, and 15 years ago you bought the Orinda Theater?
Actually 12.
12, okay. And I know I've read that you don't make a profit from it. So why buy a theater?
Like I said, you know, later on in my life, you know, I really wanted to do something for the community, and I wanted to do something that I was passionate about. And I thought that's one way that I can give back and be able to give people a place to go. I mean, there's so much, you know, that people have fond memories at movie theaters. And, you know, in the Orinda, we also do, you know, cabaret shows and
right.
lectures, and we do all kinds of things. So it's like all of the arts are thrown into one little house. So it is nice. You know, they always say your volunteer positions are more stressful than your actual day jobs. But you have to be passionate about it, and that's what we have, and that's what we've been able to accomplish. So,
wow, so you've had it for 12 years, you've had it. What has been, like, just one of the high points of owning this theater?
You know, every year we have the film festival, so we never know who's showing up to the film festival. You know, we had Helen Hunt a few years ago, which was, you know, fantastic. We've had Richard Dreyfuss. But I think one of the most memorable ones in recent years would have been Rita Moreno, who's been to the theater many times. She lives in, you know, in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And Rita, you know, performed in our Live at Orinda cabaret series, and she kicked off our season. And it was just remarkable to see, you know, such a legend that, you know, has won all those awards, to be able to be on our stage and perform. Whereas before, she's done Q&As for us. You know, she's just come to be a moviegoer. But this was actually to watch her perform, and everybody was just astonished to see, you know, Oscar, Emmy, Tony, Grammy Award winner on stage performing right in front of you. And we do the cabaret series in our 198-seat theater. So there's only 14 rows. So it's up close and personal.
It's intimate.
And that's what cabaret is all about, that people right. are moved with it.
For me, when I'm stressed out, one of the first places I go to, aside from my therapist, is the movie theater. And live music venues too, right? Like, I just wanted to sit in a dark room, listen to some good music, or just like get lost in a story. But because of the pandemic, people are streaming now. Do you think, and are people in your industry talking about this is going to be the future, that we're going to be watching movies when they come out, when they're released from home?
You know, Mulan is going, you know, to streaming. You know, you have to have Disney Plus and it's $29.95, you know. So how many people are really going to do that? Right. And you also have Tenet, who's a big movie with a Chris Nolan film that directed, that's coming out in movie theaters in states that can have movie theaters open. So it's kind of a big test. If it's a home run for Disney with Mulan, you're going to see other studios follow suit. Piracy, you know, in every art, you know, but if it's music or if it's film, you have piracy issues. And that's the other thing that's hitting movie theaters, you know, another bump on the head is really, you know, the piracy. Because if they're going, you know, overseas releasing the movies, there's going to be people who are going to copy them. And it's happening now. It's already online. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize, like, the studios don't just front the money of, you know, $200 million to make the movie. They borrow the money. So if the debt is due, they're going to start paying it. So it's like one way or another. If, you know, if they Bank of America loaned them the money and they're, you know, they said, well, we're going to release it in July. Okay, your payments are going to start in August. And they don't release it. Where's that money coming from? I mean, they've got to start digging into their pockets. If you listen to other movie theaters, you know, they're like, oh, you know, the multiplexes will bounce back sooner. And I disagree with that. When we get the go ahead, you know, if the governor says, okay, you know, Contra Costa County, you can now open, and Contra Costa County agrees to it, I can make a phone call and I can book, you know, six different performances. I can do a live concert. I could do comedy. I could do a, you know, a one man, you know, a person's play. I could do lectures. I could do all kinds of stuff to get it, you know, make phone calls easily. And I think the big chains who took their seats down from 250 seats down to 75 seats because they got these big comfy luxury seats, they're gonna have 12 people. You know, you can't make it at 12 people, you know? So it's like we're in a position, I think in the short term, I think independent theaters are gonna be able to bounce back quicker than multiplexes because they're gonna be looking at each other like going, what? You know, it is a really trying time at this point to see if movies theaters will ever come back. I feel like the art house theaters, we're used to alternative programming. We're used to being creative.